you sponsor Lila Nishmas Gedalia ben Menachem Mendel, Miriam Basher Mordechai Akayin, Mordechai ben Yaakov Akayin, Esther Bas Meir, Menachem Mendel ben Yaakov, Chana Bas Bebetzal, and you're learning via Chusser and Neshama, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. Jeffrey Gross. Okay, I believe we're five lines in the bottom. I think we did the Gemara that said that the booty got tahor, even though it belonged to the Aseres HaShvatim. Did we do that part? So let's go back a few more lines of that. Let's go back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines at the bottom. So, Eisiv Shlalkam will gather your booty. Ustav Shlalkam, Eisiv HaChasel, like the gathering of a locust. Amalam Navi Yisrael, Ustav Shlalkam. Go gather your booty, meaning go grab whatever you can grab. Amar Lahem, sorry, Amruloi, Livzai Zilachloi. Do we get to pick our own, or do we split it up evenly? So he said to them, Amrulem Ka'isav Achasel, like locusts. Ma Isav Achasel Kalechad Vyechad Liatmai, just like locusts, each one is to himself. Af, is everyone to himself. Af Shlauchem Kalechad Vyechad Liatmai. So everyone can take themselves. Isn't there money of Aseres HaShvatim mixed into them? So he said to them, the next pasuk, Kamash Kamashak gave him Shaitigvay. Like the touching of the... Can I have some help?
Like the roar of water stretching into
the... Like the roar what? What? The roar?
The roar of water stretching into the pools.
The roar of water is rushing into the pools. Just like these pools can make a person tahar, that the money of a yid, once it falls into the hands of a goyim, is becomes tahar, meaning it's no longer considered Jewish money, it's already considered goyish money, and therefore there's nothing wrong in yidden taking it from the goyim and keeping it, because the goy was kainet through a thing called kibush mochava. It is a legal means of acquisition that is available to anybody during a war, not a private attack, but a war. A war is a legal means of acquisition, and therefore, since the Sancheriv conquered it in war, it belongs to him. Like the Papa said, that Amon and Mayav were purified through Sichain, meaning that Sichain is the
took it from
Amon Amayev, and therefore Kai so was able to use it. Let's do Rashi. So Rashi.
Last month were kind of the loot from they took from the
Probably yes. I mean, I'm not here to say that. Probably yes.
Then all the claims that the Jews had against the kept back their artwork and jewelry.
I don't know, I'm not here to pass this halacha l'maaseh. I wonder if that's called kibush mochava. My guess would be it is. Except that they singled out Jews for persecution, that might be different. That might make the thing different. Sancheriv did not single out Jews for persecution. He did this to everybody in the whole world. He went around country to country, moved everybody around, took everything he wanted. So it could be that if someone singles out Jews for persecution, the halachas are different. I don't know. Right, yeah, I mean, that might be true also. I mean, the fact that they're asking for through international law, I mean, it doesn't mean that halakhically it's theirs. But, you know, then again, why should it stay by the Nazis? You know, like. Truth is, it belongs to whoever conquered it from them. If it is a legal acquisition, again, if that's called a spoil of war, not a persecution, I don't know how to be mugged of that. But let's say they went into the country of France and they took their whole bank reserve money, right? And then now the United States conquered it. It would be the United States' money, not France's money, because it was a legal means of acquisition. Let's not go involved when they picked on a certain people and persecuted them. That might be different. But if they did it from country to country and they just stomped pillages of war, that belongs to them. And now the next country that conquers them, it belongs to them. That's how halakha recognizes of spoils of war. Rashi, Everybody robbed by himself. According to the second law, the question was, do we have to give it to others? We're not allowed to use it. Because the money that they pillaged from the Aseres HaShvatim is mixed into it. Kamashak gave him Shaking Bay. Hashkol shel tenarius. This is the watering of pipes. Shemizalvim v'mayim noivim, that they throw flowing water. Hishku ba'isim mamim, touch this money. Mitarasai, I'm purified it. Matzi tenarius halolu malo to other matuma latara. Aydei tvi'lo. Just like these tenarius can make a person go from tuma latara to type link af mamayim. Mashak is whatever shem belas. That's the Gemara by Tamar Avuna. Esther Masas, Nasai Sarasha by Sayyid. The Kharab traveled 10 travelings that day, 10 journeys, meaning usually takes 10 days. He did it in one day with his massive army. Shinema, Baal Ayas, he came on the city of Ayas, I'm sorry. Avar, the Migrain, that's city number 2. The Mikmashach, Yatskid Caleb, he stored his Caleb in Mikmash, which is 3. Avru Mabara, which is 4, he passed Mabara. Geva Molonvanu, Geva became a place of rest. Chorda Harama, Harama trembled. Giva Shaul Nasa, the hill of Shaul escaped, we're up to 7. Tali Kailik Basgalim, rejoice your voice, Basgalim, which is 8, I believe. Let's say Ayas, Migrai, Michmash, Mabara, Geva, Charda, I mean Rama, Givashol, Basgalim is 8, Hakshiv Elisha is 9, Elisha should hear, Ani Anasais, Anasais should answer, I believe it means, it's 10, Nadada Madmena is 11, the Gemara is going to ask, we have much more than 10, Yoshvi Hagabim Hi, Izu, the people of Gabim, Izu means we're audacious, period. They take out the next part. Now, so if I think about Hani Tuva Hava, we have 12. Right? You started saying it's 10, and then you count to 12. That the Gemara, Tali Kailuk Bas Galim, Navihu the Kamala Liknasis Yisrael. Bas Galim is not a city. Rejoice your voice, Bas Galim, is the Navi telling Kal Yisrael. Tali Kailuk Bas Galim, Bita Shal Avram Yitzchak V'Yakim, Shosu Mitzvah Skigali Hayam. Kal Yisrael is called Bas Galim, the people that did mitzvahs in waves. You are the daughter, the descendants of the wave people. Hakshiva Lisha, listen to Lisha, meaning Mahaylei Tistavi. Don't be afraid of Sancheras. And the Istavi Minukhanetsa Harasha, the muscle Karye. What you do have to be afraid is of the lion. Lisha means the lion. Don't be afraid. Rejoice, Pasgalim. You have nothing to worry about. Looks bad, but nothing's going to happen. If you do have to worry, is wait for that Lisha, that lion. He's the one that you have to be worried about. Shinema Ola Ayim Yisraim. So therefore, we have 10, not 12. We removed Lisha and Bas Galim. These are not names of cities. These are a message to Klal Yisrael that the fear doesn't have to be from Sancheriv. Their ultimate fear has to be from Nebuchadnezzar. Rashi, Baal Ayis, Ayas, and Metargimina, Umani Rabbonai Marshiasa. The Targum says he appointed heads of his army. The next pasuk, Oyrayim v'noyev, has nothing to do with this. The hula masu, that was not a journey. Elke derminu lekamon oyrayim nishtar ma'avayin shenoyev. We'll darsh this later on. That the sin of noyev yira kahanim was still there. We'll talk about that later on. Fetigmani tuba havid yud beis. So the encamp, the count of there's 12. Naviu kro the tali kailuk basgalim hashiva lisha the hashiva bay. Plus that we count to 3, Basgalim, Lisha, Anasais, Hanulav, Min Chushman, and Nenu, they're not from Akashman. The Navi with the Kamaluli Yisrael, this is the Navi telling it to Klal Yisrael. Mahaylai Tistavisha, Tanatsu Miyadai, you'll be saved from him. You'll be saved from him. From Dainu the Chsib, Tzali Kailach, be happy. Al Istafa Menem the Chonetzer, Shinim Shulalayish, the Chsib, Bei Allah Ayim, Misaybchai, the lion came up from his den, Vainu the Kamar Hakshivi Lisha. Now, we're not finished yet. Because my Ani Anosois, what is Ani Anosois? Anosois should answer. It's also not a city. It's also a Yirmiyo Bechalkiyo, Misnab Alom Anosois. There'll be a Navi that comes from the Anosois that will say prophecy about the Churban. Chsiv divrei Yirmiyahu ben Chochiyahu min haKohanim asher anosois b'eretz b'Yamin. So therefore, we're down to 9, and the Gemara is going to say we said 10, and we just eliminated 3. We took away Bas Galim, we took away Lisha, we took away Anosites, so we eliminated 3, and that is 12 minus 3 equals 9. The Gemara is going to get to that in a minute. So Trash Aniyah Anosites, we Aniyah Kalein Nevius, Aniyah, Aniyah I think means an answer, you know, say over, Va'anu Kalam. We'll talk about Nebuchadnezzar. Shetimsu Yerushalayim, the other Yerushalayim will be given over in his hand. In fact, the Gemara midami hastam Ari ha'Laish. He's called an Ari, not a Laish. A lion has 6 names. Elohim Ari, Kfir, Lavi, Laish, Shachal, Shachatz. Rashi says, "Bezuchta achritim beforish," which is a medrash in Mishlei. Lama nikru lekol Hashem esalalu. Why does a lion have 6 names? Frakta gemar yachid batzrilu. So then we have less. We started off saying there's 10, and we just eliminated 1, so we're down to 9. So the gemara avru mabora tartininu. Avru mabora is 2 cities, not 1 city, and therefore it's 10. So Rashi yachid the kula koy tali koy lechle bechushmenu. The pasuk of Tali Gailuch Bas Galim and Lisha Nanosis is not from the Cheshbon. Can Leka Latesha Masos, and there's only 9. The Oid Hayyim La Bechushbon and Amihu. Oid Hayyim is also not from the Cheshbon. Mataritz, Avru, Mabor, Taritz, Inun. Avru, Chad, Mabor, Chad, Yikasir Masos, there's 10. Which shows the haste that Sancheriv came against Yerushalayim, and the Gemara is going to tell us in a moment why that he did that. Yes.
Weren't these 10 forced marches to get to the borders of Yerushalayim?
What do you mean by forced marches?
Well, that's the generally the name of a march like your...
The Blitzkrieg.
Yeah, okay, the 10 of Blitzkrieg. Weren't they to get to the walls of Yerushalayim?
Yes.
So that's number 10.
No, it's 10 before he gets to Yerushalayim. 10 cities that he conquested on his way.
He says 10 in one day.
Right.
So from number 9 to 10...
He never got to Yerushalayim.
On that day.
Yeah. So therefore, I mean, he got to Yerushalayim, he didn't get into Yerushalayim. Masos, I think, seems to say cities that he...
conquered.
That he conquered.
That's not the... I mean, the far be it from me to correct anyone on that. That would be humorous.
That's what the Gemara seems to say. I hear your question. I don't know the answer. That's the Gemara, right? Amarim huna oisai yayim nishtar ma'vayne shomayit. The rush was, this was the last day that Klal Yisrael was still susceptible to destruction based on the sin of Noiv Yir HaKayanim, which we will elaborate on later on. David HaMelech got food from Noiv Yir HaKayanim when he was escaping from Shaul. The Kahanim and Noiv did not realize that David was on the out with Shaul. They thought, this is Shaul's son-in-law. They're giving cover to the son-in-law of a king. That they were doing the right thing in supporting David HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech understood this through Lashon Hara, that Naiv had supported David in the rebellion against him, and therefore, under his orders, the city of Naiv Yir HaKayanim was wiped out. Now, David HaMelech personally had a punishment for that, as the Gemara will elaborate later on in the Amud, but besides for that, there was a tie on Klal Yisrael. How could they allow that a city of Kahanim be wiped out without making an attempt to save them from Shaul? And therefore, there was a taina from the city of Sin of Naiv. The taina from the Sin of Naiv lasted till that day. Now, I only saw one Mefarish talk about why. I'll get there in a second. But it lasted till that day. This was the day, that the last possible day, that Klal Yisrael still, there was a taina on them from Naiv. Had Sancheriv attacked that day, he would have succeeded. He therefore rushed to get there, because his stargazers told him, this is your lucky day against Yerushalayim. He got there, he blew it, he decided to wait one more day. That day ended, so did Sancheriv's chances, and that was the end of the story. But his rush was because his stargazers had read in the sun, had read in the stars, that this was his lucky day against Yerushalayim, which caused him to launch into these 10 masois. And that was because, Oid Hayoyim B'Noyim Lamoid, this was the last day that the sin of Naiv was still against Klal Yisrael. The Mashal explains, Aseres HaShvatim got punished because of their Agolim that they had, their Avedizaras that they had. Klal Yisrael was punished had they been punished now, it would have been because of the sin of Naiv. That was the sin hanging over Yehuda and Binyamin. Shaul came from Binyamin, David HaMelech came from Yehuda, therefore those two Shvatim were held guilty for Naiv Yerakayanim, and therefore had Sancheriv attacked on that day, he still would have been, the Midas Hadin would have been there enough to make him successful. Given the fact that he lasted, the day wore away, it was the end of the Taina, and therefore he did not. Now what happened that day that changed that was the last day? So Pashtus, you learned that the way I understood it always, till this morning, was that sins have a certain time. There's a certain time that the Midas Hadin is because of that sin, and after that, it's gone. But today I saw a different chat. We're going to learn later on that HaMelech was offered a choice, whether his sin should be that he should be destroyed by the enemy, killed by the enemy, or that his children should be killed out. And we're going to have a long story, and at the end of the day he picked that his children should be killed out, and they were all killed out besides one baby. And from that baby, Chizkiyahu HaMelech came. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech was still carrying that punishment that children be killed out. Still had to be that some of the children be killed out. Problem was, Chizkiyahu wasn't married. He refused to get married. So since he refused to get married, he couldn't pick the choice that his children should be destroyed because he had no children. So therefore, it had to be that he would be given over to the enemy. This is the day Chizkiyahu married, because the Gemara says that he was dying, and the Navi came to him. This is happening while Sancheriv is on his way to attack Yerushalayim. The Navi tells him that you're going to die because you didn't get married. So he said, I don't want to get married. I see my kids will be over there at his Zara. And the Navi tells him it's none of your business. So he marries Yeshaya's daughter on that day. So therefore, the Aveira of Naiv is now removed from giving over to the enemies. This is what I saw one of the Mepharshim say. Now it becomes Chizkiyahu's personal thing that his children will have to be destroyed in the future through Nebuchadnezzar to finish off the Aveira of Naiv. Again, this is a Jewish voice that I saw this morning. Why that day was the end of the Aveira of Naiv? Yes.
Who said?
Sefer called Beis Levi, not the Beis HaLevi, but Beis Levi.
So, but even though he did not consummate marriage at that time,
but he agreed to get married, so that means he was going to have children. Okay. Yeah, we're going to see that later on. That's coming up at the bottom of the oven, where David makes the choice between his personal and Klal Yisrael. And not really. We'll see. We'll see later on. It's going to be.
On the surface, it sounds like somewhat of a selfish.
We'll see. We'll see later on. I mean, we'll talk about it later on. The question will be there later on. I'm not saying it won't be there. It'll be there, but we'll deal with it when we get there. Yes.
Now, when you say his children being killed out, that means not entirely. It means just that they died early deaths?
No, it means they were all killed out besides one baby.
And there's going to have to be.
Right, so there would be just a remnant. Whenever there's definitely killed. Pashtas, okay, we'll get there. We'll get there. Why shouldn't we talk about it now? We'll get there. Something about right. I say, I'm the star by Vainish and I. Amalek Kaldoi, his stargazers told him. If you go today, you'll win. A road that usually takes 10 days to travel, he traveled in one day. When he came to Yerushalayim,
because he
just pushed. He pushed.
Not because he
doesn't say that. It says because he pushed. Because he knew this was his day. So this is the day he's going to attack Yerushalayim. And he launched a massive attack, yes.
Weren't the Novi Arkanim, the descendants of Eli Arkanim, and they were found and they cursed it?
Again, they were killed out by Shaul, wiped out totally.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with the curse of, I don't think it has to do with the curse of Eli Arkanim, maybe it does, I don't know, not that I know.
Yeah, once you make a journey 10 times faster, you don't need to run Shaul for that. It's like a little bit miraculous. 10 times, I mean,
not yeah, I guess it has to do, it doesn't call it a miracle, but it definitely takes a lot of Satan and Shemaya. I would agree with you that, but that's because there was a Midas Hadin against Klal Yisrael, so this was the day he could do it. So he came out to Yerushalayim, when he got to Yerushalayim, Shadulei Bistarki, he threw Bistarki R. Rugs. What?
Rugs.
Rugs, that's what it says. rugs. Ad Salik Vyasim Yeluvi Shura. So he got higher than the wall. At the Chazi Lakuli Yushalayim, he was able to see the whole Yushalayim. He Chazi, when he saw it, Izucha Be'enei, he looked small in his eyes. Amaloi, Dohu Kaitin the Yushalayim, this is the city of Yushalayim, that law Garshis Kol Mashiyasi, I made my whole army's tumult, that law Kavashis Kol Medinasa, and I captured all these countries. This is my goal in life, to conquer Yushalayim. This is what I've been building up to all my life. This is all what it's about, this little city here. Is this what I've been planning all my life to get? This is smaller and weaker than all the cities of the nations that I captured. With the strength of my hand. Allah, he got up, the company stood. He shook his head in his gaivadik away. And he waved his hand against the mountain of the Beis HaMikdash. The Betziyon. And on the Azari Yerushalayim, Amri, they said, Nishti Be'yodah Idna. So they said, should we attack? Amrlu Tavisu. Rashi has two shots. Either you're tired, or it'd be a foolish thing to do today. The Machra Aisli Kochad V'chai Mineyu Gomai. Each one of you will bring a piece of the wall tomorrow to me. And he delayed the attack to the next day, and that sealed his fate. Rashi. Now, obviously, the Rabbanu Shlomo engineered it that way. But his choice to delay it one day made it impossible for him to conquer Yerushalayim. So Rashi, I say you understand. My friend, Shanaizim, the oven shohay lehem liyisrael shahargu shenergu kahani noiv. The sin that they had because the kahani of noiv were killed out. Kama Kadosh Baruch Hu einish ad oisayayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu set the einish till that day. For oisayayim buvad nishtayim is mana einish, and that's the day that was left from the time of the punishment. Had he fought Yerushalayim that day, Hayakashi would have conquered it. V'alchim Ash Makro, Oid Hayayim, Oysi Yayim, Hamidu Lusancherev, Ar Yerushalayim. That day, they put Sancherev in Yerushalayim, Bavai Naiv. That was the last day possible for Sancherev to attack Yerushalayim. Tzagim Chajayim, Bahayin Yud Masoy, Shinasai, Sayayim. Those are the 10 journeys that he traveled that day. Shadalay Lusancherev, Mistarki Tachtav, these are rugs, Acharo Yerushalayim Kula. Allah become a mainid bereisha. Allah Amar, he stood on it. He mainid bereisha. He shook his head. Hishdi beyada idna nilchem ba'ata. We should fight now. Tamhisu tamahu b'has chayayim. It is a, what does he translate? It's a, it would be a questionable. It would be an amazing thing to start today. It would be like a wonder. Why would we want to do a thing like that? Shemchoshad orcha. We're tired from all this traveling. Why would we want to fight today? Lishnachwina tamhisu misgayat nagatim. You got tired. The Daima Light is a similar pasuk which says, it's a Gemara, Isma Lameisav, tired to sit, or you want to sit. That's what it says. Go Maharag, Chad Chai Minay, Go Maharag, I'm sorry, Minay. Each one will bring part of the wall from it. Chaticha Shochayma, the part of the wall that he chops down. Lushan Parsi. It's a Persian word. Evan Ru'ua Menachayma, a weak stone from the wall, the Nifka that he smashes down. Vahiba Lailahu. So the Gemara continues, it was that night. Vayetzi Malach Hashem, the Malach Hashem went out. Vayach B'machni Asher, and he destroyed in the camp of Asher, Meyu Shmaidna B'chamishim Elof. 185,000, and the Gemara is going to say those were officers. Vayashkimu B'abayker, they got up in the morning, V'negulam B'gar Mesim, and they're all dead bodies there. Total wipeout. 10 people were left. There's the Shiloh, how many were left, but very few were left, and everybody else was dead.
So the 10 Shvatim are already gone, right?
They're gone.
So if Chas V'Shalom, Zachir would have made it, that would be it?
It can't happen. Obviously, it can't happen that Zachir would make it. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar made it. He destroyed it until Klal Yisrael Tegalus. Sancherev would have taken them into Golos. That's what would have happened theoretically. It wasn't going to happen because the Rabbanu Chizkiyahu's Chusim pushed the Golos off. This was supposed to be Golos. Golos by Yisrishim. It got delayed thanks to Chizkiyahu's Mimar HaTaira. So Chizkiyahu's Mimar HaTaira made it impossible to happen. Chizkiyahu's Mimar HaTaira makes it, Sancherev makes his wrong choice. Instead of attacking that day, he waits a day and it's over. So if you look at it from our eyes, we see and days happen. We don't know that it's dependent on which day. But the Gemara is telling us a secret. It's because he was a day late that this nate happened. If not, we would have been in Galus then, not by Nebuchadnezzar's time. I don't know how many years separates Chizkiyo from Nebuchadnezzar. I don't know. But it's not a huge amount, but not a small amount either. I mean, I think it's like over 100 years, I think, but I'm not sure. Zechariah was killed before Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo's son was Menashe. Then came to Yeshio, and Yeshio's children were the ones that ended up being taken away. That was like 40 years. So I would say about 100 years, but it's a guess. I mean, Menashe was king for 52 years. So it's at least, I would say, over 100 years, but I don't know about how much.
This is right, it says he lived from 705 to 681.
Who?
This is right, it says he lived from 705.
Who? Chizkiyo. What's not there? 705 to 681. It's 100 years.
Corbin was what, 586?
Something like that, B.C. B.C., yes. What? Before Rabbi Akiva was born. Rabbi Akiva was born on year one. The latest Rabbi Akiva, when you would say 2011 years, it's the latest Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was born 2011 years ago. That's not Rahim's question. Why is Klai so being blamed for Shaul's Aveira or David's Aveira? David is involved also. We'll talk about later. But the answer is that they didn't. The simplest answer is they didn't stop Shaul. A country has an ability to stop a king from doing something that's terrible. And they didn't. So there's a taina of kaiso of omission, not of commission.
Also, their fault is Shaul was even king to begin with.
Well, some want to say that. Some blame the fact that kaiso forced, so to speak, in having a king. Some want to say that. But that's like really going back. There are some quite, I think the Sanhedrin Tana wants to say that. The Rif, not the Rif Rishon, the Rif Achron that's on the Ein Yaakov, Reishut Alephay. He says that it's because they didn't stop Shaul from killing out the city. Shaul felt they were, but it was a misread of a situation. I mean, they claimed they thought they were helping the king's son-in-law.
And Sanhedrin or the Kohen Gadol disagreed with them, or they
agreed with them? Well, Dayag was the right Sanhedrin. Dayag was the instigator of the whole thing.
Shaul list on his agenda for the day massacre? No, or what?
He ordered it to happen.
I mean, what he listed that today's event.
He told Dayan, go kill them.
So, and Klal Yisrael was that read the agenda of the day? Or
I guess that is when it didn't happen. I guess when somebody goes to kill a city, the news travels pretty quickly, and you know, why is this happening? What's going on? That's what the Rib says again. The Achronim ask it, what exactly is Klal Yisrael's blame in this? The Chayre, it's an individual chait of Shaul and David. David's blamed because of him it happened. So he's called a, not blamed, but Maizit, because of him, people got killed. We'll talk about that later on. The Gemara talks about it, Achronim goes to town about that because that's, they get involved if somebody sends somebody on a business trip and the guy gets killed on the business trip. Does the guy who sent him there have any culpability upstairs? So we'll talk about that when we get there. But the rest of Klal Yisrael had nothing to do with it. So this is Achronim's question. So someone answers, the Sanhedrin Tana answers what Corey said, which is that they made Shaul king. So you become responsible for everything he does, somewhat. And others want to say because they didn't stop it from happening. See, I'm going to, Slichus here is not the 650, but in the original schedule I was told that it would be 640, so I was planning to go 6 to 630. I'm going to stop here because of Slichus in other places, so we'll stop over here and continue tomorrow morning at 10 to 6. 20 after